Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. Today, we're going to talk about the beauty queen killer, Christopher Bernard Wilder. He was had a fondness for a beauty queens, Brandy.
Well, he has good taste.
And Charles, are you there with us today?
I'm here, Timmy. And it seems wrong to kill queens to me.
This podcast has done more for beauty queens, really, than any other podcast out there, Colonel.
We really have. I mean, I just think there's so many ugly people out there. Why you got to pick beauty queens?
We cater to the more attractive listener, Brandy.
Well,
we do. We do. You just have to join our group to see that.
I would like to remind all of you that we're a comedy podcast, and occasionally we will use adult language, foul language, and we tell you up front. So if you have kids or...
Again, is that a we, Timmy, or...
Well, it's Brandy, but
particular
yes.
We can't control.
Yes, I should... Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Whatever.
Let me introduce a lady who needs no introduction. No, a lady who's...
Timmy, you did not tell them if they don't
like it. Oh, if it. You... Yes, if adult language offends you, then you can tune in to one of the other fine podcasts out there. By the way, there's a new podcast I want to plug. It is Fetal Abduction, a podcast by our good friend Erica Kelly of Southern Fried True Crime. She has a new podcast, and we would encourage all of you to check it out, especially if you're interested in true crime. Our good friend.
Fetal abduction. Is that like when the aliens come down and just take fetuses?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I know if Erica Kelly is doing it, it is going to be a quality podcast. Unlike this one that we're doing here. But let me introduce a lady who is known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent, Her Majesty Queen Brandy the First. How are you, Brandy, if at all?
I'm hanging in there, Timmy. I'm hanging in there. It's been a wild couple of days, but...
Well...
You know, everything's good. Everything's good. Timmy, you know, how are you?
I am well, Brandy. I must say, I've been trying to avoid the COVID. Although I see that in the news today, there are mask burnings around the country.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I guess they
mask
ran
out
of books.
Bra burnings, but different.
Yeah, like book burnings, I guess.
You know, I don't understand this, and I said this. Me and Taylor recorded a
A great podcast, Brandy. It is Unbalanced Minds. And when are you releasing your latest episode, Colonel? Oh, good.
Does he show up on time for that one?
To his own.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to ask Taylor.
Well,
Jesus.
My point on this is, you walk around.
You think he tells Taylor he's late because he had to take Taylor to the bus?
I don't know. Or he had a migraine and just overslept. I know it's shocking that every week we record on the same day at the same time, and every week Chuck is constantly surprised. Just consistently surprised that we're here waiting on him.
I think he was about to claim some brandy time for himself. Did you see how he did that? He just kind of...
Yeah, he does it all the time. He does it all the fucking time. It doesn't matter.
My only point about these masks, narcissist. Well, they're goddamn ugly. Most of them be better off putting a goddamn mask on.
That was a great point.
I mean, just in the best of times, put a mask on. You're ugly. No, seriously, they look much better if they put a mask on.
Such an amazing point.
And some of them, like our Kentucky friends, they could get masks with little teeth put on them. So they finally have a mouthful. Look like they had such a mouthful of teeth.
Such an amazing point you make.
Moving,
such a hard hitting point that you're making there, Charles.
You have not realized it. That's what I say to people when I see them in a store without a mask. I just say, sir, as you know, there's COVID going on, and you're ugly.
You know,
and as you know, text. Even Noah has figured out your bullshit, which I find amazing.
What was Noah's response when you told him that we wasn't recording today because Charles was not here?
Well, it's Chuck. What do you expect? That was his point. And let me also say that my child has managed to put things on YouTube.
Oh.
Whereas, you know, no. I say that to compare him to Charles, who just can't quite make time in his day to get that set up for 5 years. So let me introduce
a man, Brandy, who we turn to in these troubled times.
No, we don't.
He's been called an oasis in the desert of despair. If we don't have a vaccine, we have the current.
He's the poor man's Fauci.
He is. He is now an emperor. Colonel, congratulations on your latest title. You've been named emperor.
Thank you, Timmy.
The emperor, the colonel, the Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. Also known as the Southern Emperor, Brandy. Nope.
Good Lord. That's too much shit.
How are you, Colonel, if at all?
There you go.
I'm not good,
Timmy.
What's
wrong, Colonel? Tell us.
I'm not good.
Tell us what ails you.
Timmy, my nose is all stopped up. I'm sneezing.
Do you think you have the COVID? Sorry.
Could have the COVID, Timmy. I'm going to have to get a test for that.
I probably just have allergies.
Well, I hope they're not putting a microchip in your brain when you have... Because, you know, that's the rumor, Brandy.
Well, I was walking the dogs.
Take some Allegra.
I was walking the dogs last night, and a plain panel van pulled up next to me. And a bunch of guys in camo outfits jumped out, grabbed Bo, detained him, let him go. I'm not really sure what's going on here, Timmy. Lord. There's something
that
strange going on.
Fascinating, Colonel. As always, you bring such a unique look and perspective of our world today. Don't you think so, Brandy?
He is the teller of tales. Such colorful, detail-oriented.
Well, there's been a lot of protesting going on, and, you know, Bo started looking at the world and decided there were other things wrong. You know, like how the SPCA. Bo wants to defund the SPCA. The dog catcher. Bo walks around with a sign.
That's how you end up.
Does he have a little doggy sweater that says that?
poor Bo. He has lots of sweaters.
Can we talk about Chris Wilder?
You ever notice, Brandy, that Bo has a lot of sweaters?
Oh, I have. I have noticed that.
He really
too
is.
Many, he's a dapper little dog.
Too many sweaters for too many sweaters for a dog that's owned by a man.
He's got less sweaters than Timmy has coats at work in August.
It gets cold.
It doesn't at all.
All right, let's talk
Let's talk about Chris Wilder, please.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Christopher Wilder enjoyed life in the fast lane, Brandy. Literally. He was a race car driver. He was a race car driver who preferred the finer things in life. He had no trouble attracting beautiful young women, much like you and me, Colonel. You're not.
Now, this COVID thing, Timmy, it hurts you.
Timmy, you don't have a nice car.
Because we got to cover
Well,
this
you
whole
got
thing
a good
up.
Point, Colonel. When we wear masks, that's what people are protesting, basically, Brandy, that the Colonel and I are wearing masks. You might be mistaken to think that they're opposed to it on, you know, constitutional grounds or, you know, about freedom of choice. No, it's they don't want to cover. They don't want the Colonel and I to cover our faces.
I'm sure that's it. Well, I'm sure that's why they're tearing shit up.
It makes as much sense as any other reason, yeah. Really.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's the ugly men, Timmy. They don't have a chance.
Oh, my God.
You walking around.
There is a Christopher Wilder had in addition to having a nice car, Brandy, he had an expensive camera. Because, Colonel, those expensive cameras, that gets you the pussy every time.
It's a panty dropper.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Well, you know, seeing it's hard for us to tell because, you know, people like you, Timmy, and me, you know, we can get a sticker.
Well,
you
know what?
It's a panty
We're not
dropper.
Even two sentences into this fucking
Guys
story.
Guys like him, they got to get an expensive. What? You got a massage? You got a pedicure? What the fuck
I
you
got
going
shit
on?
Happening.
Everything is closed. Like, what do you
I
have going
go.
On?
I gotta go.
Hey, I got shit going on. Yeah. Don't you worry about what I got going on. I got shit going on. I've got revenge to plan. I have. I mean, there's a
there,
lot.
There is just so
in my
much
world.
Going. There's. We got the COVID. We got the. You know.
I
gotta
make Noah chicken
tensions.
Fries.
And you're not going out of your house. You're not going out of your house.
Today I am. Today I am.
Anyway,
so
Christopher Wilder, Brandy, had an expensive camera. And that's how he got the ladies. Nice car and expensive camera. You know, you can't just walk around with a Polaroid, Brandy. You have to have a nice camera.
Right.
Well, we could.
Well, we can.
Yeah, but I mean, not just Christopher Wilder guy.
Well, and this was the time when you could take it to the cool photo huts and get it.
Oh yeah,
developed.
Yeah.
Well, love the photo hut.
Indeed.
The guy at the photo hut got all the good pictures.
Oh, you know he does.
Make another.
You know he does. Yeah, he's probably got pictures of women and titties and everything. Did
I
you remember
the photo hut. They
that
had
movie
no bathroom
with
in the photo hut, Timmy?
Robin Williams? Yeah, what was that?
Yes.
What was that called?
I don't remember, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's creepy.
24-hour photo or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of his movies that he did a little bit different. I know everyone loves Robin Williams, but he made the same movie over and over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah,
Patch Adams. What else? You know, Good Morning
First
Vietnam.
Of all, shut your whore mouth.
That one
Let's
where he
get...
was like a, yeah, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will
the other
Hunting.
One where he
I don't
was.
I think that was the same. Oh my God.
Oh, what was the one where he was up there with the, you know, he was a teacher. You know,
Dead Poets Society. I love Dead Poets Society.
Yeah,
Dead Poets
Jacob
Society.
The Liar. They're all the same. They're all the same.
Yeah. All the same. He's the same character
actually
in everything.
Not, but go ahead. In Aladdin, he was a genie. I don't think he plays a genie in anything else, but that's okay.
Yeah, but did Sinbad actually play a genie? That's the question.
Well,
because, you know,
yeah,
that's that Mandela effect, right? He never played a genie.
It is.
But
yeah, but never did.
People remember him as a genie. Actually, when I first moved to Cincinnati, and I was a social worker. I was interviewing this lady, and she worked at one of the hotels as a maid downtown. And she said he never tipped. He never tipped a penny. So I don't know. I don't want to bad mouth Sinbad. We will give him equal time to come on and dispute that. But that's what I heard.
I think he's dead.
He's alive. Good God.
Anyway, indeed, little did these women know. Women who were, you know, after Christopher Walter, little did they know they were being seduced by a charming bachelor, and it would cost them their lives, Brandy.
That sucks.
Christopher abducted and raped at least 10 women. That's not cool. And killed at least 8 of them during a spree across the United States in early 1984. That was a cool year, 1984. Any music from the 1980s, Colonel, that you could share with us? No?
Don't want me. You know what, Devil? You know what? You was working at a waitress when at a
I was in the fourth grade.
When me and Timmy met
I was in the fourth
you.
Grade in 1984, so.
Yeah. So we put you on the map.
Okay, here's a question I have for you, Brandy, since we're talking about music. You know that song, Colonel, by Looking Glass?
Brandy, yes.
Yes. Well, he says, in the song, he says something like, you could steal the sailor from the sea. But obviously you couldn't do that, Brandy, because...
Her eyes could steal the sailor from the sea. The song wasn't written about me.
You couldn't do that because your man preferred to be adrift in the ocean than being in a relationship with you. How does that make you feel?
Without a boat. Without a boat. Adrift
song
in the ocean with the ship.
Written about me.
Here was my question.
It was about you. So your name's Brandy.
I don't think I was even a thought when that song came out.
Does it make you feel bad, though, that you lost your man to the sea?
It does. It makes me feel terrible.
It should.
He gave me a cool necklace,
though. What made you turn to...
He did give you a necklace. He did give you a cool necklace. I feel sorry for you when you're walking around, you know, the harbor there at night after all the bars is closed.
Yeah, I'm sad.
You're kind of like Lola. You know Lola, Colonel?
I do wander around the harbor all the time.
You know who Lola was, don't you, Colonel?
Yeah. Oh, I met her in a club down at
Lola Coast Lola was a showgirl, Colonel.
Champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola.
Yeah. Not that Lola.
Lola, she was a showgirl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Feathers in her
hair. Oh, yeah. His name was Rico.
Oh, Rico in a diamond. You know he got the pussy. You know he got the pussy, Colonel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Rico with the pinky ring.
You know,
diamond.
She's acting like oh, you know, she's acting like her boyfriend. Oh, you know, it's nothing. He's just a customer. But, you know, she's passed him her phone number, Colonel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More than because
Brandy, he had a diamond.
Four sentences. We are now four sentences into this podcast.
Well, Christopher Wilder. He abducted I said that right.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. His rampage began in Florida and continued across through Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada, California, and New York. Well, that seems out of the way.
Those aren't typically states that are, you know, clumped together.
Well, most of them are, except for New York. He really went out of his way to kill someone in New York.
Well, California's not on the way to anywhere.
Well, if you're in Florida and then he went to Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada, California, that makes sense. But
and then he zipped across the country.
Yeah, or that maybe he may have took the red eye, Brandy. You don't know.
He might have, yeah.
You don't know.
Or the Amtrak.
Anyway.
And then the punches.
All right.
And Chaz was smashed in two. There was blood in a single gunshot, but just who shot who?
At the Copa.
At the Copa,
Cabana.
Devil.
It's the hottest spot north of Havana, really.
It really was.
Christopher Bernard Walker was born on March 13th.
Wilder.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
His name is Wilder.
Christopher Bernard Wilder was born on March 13th, 1945, in Sydney, Australia, Colonel. Down there with our good friend, Stephen Potts.
That's right.
Oh, I see what you did there, Colonel.
Ah, let's put some shrimp on the barbie there. Stop, Timmy.
His father was an American naval officer, Brandy, and his mother was Australian. That doesn't give her, I don't really know what she did as a profession, but she was, maybe that was her profession. Maybe she was a professional Australian. We never know.
Could be.
Christopher was a sickly child and almost died at birth. But he recovered only to almost drown in a swimming pool at the age of 2, Colonel. Your thoughts on that?
He was a bad little boy.
He was sick at birth. Would you like to explain, the birthing process to our listeners, Colonel?
No, what he would mean? Not.
Well, we get a lot of requests for the colonels.
No, we don't.
Because he
knows, we get zero.
He knows
zero requests.
I mean, we get a lot of text that says they really enjoy when the colonel talks about the female anatomy. He's a man who knows the female anatomy.
We don't
well.
Get those. And no, we don't get those.
So when we get an opportunity,
well, Christopher was
to
born early
for as
Timmy.
Long as I can here.
That was his problem. He was born early. And
no, he wasn't. He wasn't born early.
Rather than have the whole, yes, he was. He was.
No, he was due.
There's nothing that says that
he was due on March the 15th. He was born on the 13th, so he was early.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah. So he didn't have the whole 9 months in the birth cave.
Is that the official medical term? The birth.
That's where the lady parts are. That cave that they store the baby in.
Are those labeled in there, Colonel? Or
Well, it depends on how deep the cave goes. So he didn't get enough time in that.
Why
do
you two hate
baby
so much? I don't understand.
So when he came out, then he went down the stairs.
I've never done anything to you all.
And got on a boat, got on a little boat, because there's a birth canal, Timmy. Now, most people don't know this. It's like Venice. A vagina is like Venice. It's no coincidence that they got they both start with a V and they got the same number of
letters. Printed up on a bunch of T-shirts,
vagina Venice.
Randy. The vagina
that's some Illuminati
like
type shit. But let's go on.
And do they have
and
those
they both
little
have
guys
canals.
With the hat? In the
aren't
in
those
the
called gondoliers or something?
Yeah. Gondoliers, yeah. Little vagina gondoliers.
Yeah. This is a gondolier. Where do you find a gondolier,
amazing.
Timmy?
This is an amazingly ridiculous story.
He's sitting, waiting right on the gondolier spot, but nobody wants
and
to say
gotta
gondolier
And you
got to
be very careful
spot. They say,
you don't
geez.
Get a gonorrhea so, gondolier, because that happens sometimes.
Yeah, that it
did Christopher's mother
well.
Love him?
She did. She did, actually. But his father was mostly absent from the home. When his father was around, he and Christopher would argue a lot. Now, as a teenager, Christopher became obsessed with sex and violence, Brandy. Much like yourself.
Of course.
Known. By the way, Brandy, you and your economics professor, any little... A little BDSM going on there.
Did you spank him or peg him?
Or both?
Or what was going
at
on?
At the same
there?
Time?
Or both.
Did you have one
just
of
remember,
those little chastity belts you put on him?
When he gave you the sea devil, did you tie him up and give
just
him
remember,
the
I'll
nine
see
tails.
Both of you Wednesday.
Did you,
just remember that.
Did you have like one of those little chastity belt things that you put on him?
What book did he memorize?
It's not, it was.
Did he wear a tidy whitey's devil?
What book did he memorize?
It is known that he had virtually memorized the text of the 1963 novel, The Collector by John Fowles. Now see, all of our listeners are going to go out and get that book.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to jump to number two
in
on
that
Amazon.
Book, a man, in that book, a man keeps a woman in his basement against her will until she died. No, that doesn't seem
Chuck's autobiography.
A copy of the novel was found among the possessions after Chris was found among his possession after Christopher had died. Christopher would read the book over and over and masturbate to it.
Also in Chuck's life.
Well, that does not seem like the library would want it back.
I bet so those pages were crispy.
Yeah, not like the a Sears catalog. You remember the Sears catalog, Colonel, come out every year? And
of course he does remember the Sears catalog.
Timmy. Lingerie.
Yeah, with the bras in it.
And then his
yeah.
mom didn't want it back after oh, yeah, he'd had it.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, pages were crispy. It's, you know, when you're 14, you have to get your thrills where you can.
I guess.
Well, you do.
When Christopher was 17, he participated in the gang rape of a young girl on Sydney Beach. He pleaded guilty, but only received a year of probation and mandatory counseling.
Of course he did.
Which I'm you know...
For a gang rape?
Of course he did.
I'm not sure the outcome of this story, but I'm guessing the mandatory counseling did not help, Randy.
That's my guess as well. I mean, a whole year of probation. My God, how will he recover?
During this time in counseling, Christopher claimed he was subjected to electric shock therapy. However, this had little, if any, effect on curbing his appetite for sex and violence. In 1968, 23-year-old Christopher married. Oh, I don't have his wife's name. I'm sorry. Almost immediately, his new wife found another woman's underwear and pornographic photos in his car. She also accused him of sexual abuse and claimed that he had tried to kill her. And as such, the marriage barely lasted a week. Oh, shit, he did all that in a week.
Well, what the fuck's the point? He was probably doing it before. Yeah. Like, why would you marry him?
So he finds some panties. She finds some panties in his car. That's that car, and that's his camera. He took out this fucking camera. That's what did it, Randy. So she finds some panties yes. and some titty pictures in his car, and he sexually abused her and tried to kill her all within 1 week of marriage. That's some honeymoon, Brandy.
Boy, it is.
That is 1960. Yeah. That's not what she was expecting.
Was
it
her happily ever after, I suppose?
When he told her all inclusive, she didn't expect that, Timmy.
You know, why the fuck did I marry this guy? I mean, like,
right.
You know, most people can keep it together for, you know, a month. Exactly. This motherfucker's already got panties in his car.
Good Lord.
A year later, yeah.
Well, you know, for a week, I don't know why he did not claim them as leftover
yeah.
panties.
He could think he could talk his way out of that, but like, you know, you'd probably get by with that if it went for the sexual abuse and attempted murder. They might have gotten over that.
That's hard to get past.
That's true. Yeah. Those things all put yeah. on top of one another make you.
If it was just the panties by itself, maybe not such a big deal, but.
But the murder kind of gets in the way.
A year later, 1969. That was summer of 1969, Colonel. You know, Brian, who's what's his name?
Adams.
Brian Adams.
Adams.
Yeah.
Brian Adams, yeah. You know that song is not about the summer of 69.
Tell our listeners what it's
Timmy.
About, Colonel.
No.
That song is the summer, his teenage year, that him and his girlfriend realized the joys of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Non-coital
position. So explain
position
how that works
to
today, Colonel.
The dual
no,
pleasure. The
because
dual
what did
pleasure
he do a year
position.
After
I
his marriage
say,
ended?
Brandy, in your mind, see the numbers 6 and 9, if it helps you. Because I know we don't. Mm-hmm. The Colonel doesn't like to get too graphic on this podcast. I don't. Focus, like, Brandy, like you see, a nine would represent one person, and the six would represent, like, say, the nine represented the guy, and the six represented the lady. You get
so after.
Are you able to pick up on that? You kind of get where I'm going.
So after he recovers from his week long marriage,
yes, Christopher moved to Bonington Beach, Florida.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton, where he made
Boynton Beach. I want to know what kind of honeymoon, what kind of things went on that it went from just a regular honeymoon to and claiming sexual murder. Abuse. I mean,
yeah.
And attempted murder. Yeah, it's just like, come on, man.
Well, you know her, and you know her parents are like, we told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he carry her across the threshold with his hand across her mouth and throw her down on the floor?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he was. It sounds like she was lucky to get away from him, as we will find out.
Yes. Could we find out?
After 1 week. He couldn't hold
well,
his shit
could
together.
Well, in 1969, 20-year-old Christopher Wilder moved to Boynton Beach, Florida, where he made a fortune in construction work and real estate. Because, you know, it was booming back then in the late 60s, early 70s. So he purchased a Porsche 911, which he raced, and a speedboat and a luxurious bachelor pad. Like the type of bachelor pad the Colonel and I had when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
We had, yeah, we wore baby. Ascots. And,
We were basically the,
yeah, we were
the
very,
Austin
yeah, first
Powell.
Of all,
we're very debonair,
I've seen both,
Randy.
I've seen both of your mullets, so let's settle down with all this bullshit. How about that?
Developing an interest.
Really, Brandy, we want to go back to old haircuts. Is that where we want to go?
Says the lady with the 80s hair.
Mrs. Three, yeah, three bottles of Aquanet just to go to the grocery store.
Who the fuck
store.
Are you talking about?
You was a walking fire hat. Fire has a department had to shut your hair, dude.
Oh, well, back in the day, yeah. Now, I'm lucky if my hair's washed.
Well, you're talking about me and Timmy.
Oh, yeah, but my hair looked good.
Airliners, Colonel, had to reroute their flights.
My hair looked good.
So anyway, he bought a new car. He bought a speedboat and a luxurious bachelor pad. And developing an interest in photography, Christopher also bought several high-end cameras. This hobby, in air quotes, Brandy, would soon become key in luring beautiful young women back to his pad.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's a teaser.
Well,
as we go into this transition from my part to your part, Brandy, that in the business we call that a teaser.
You.
Yeah. Try to make your part as interesting as Timmy made his. Try to appreciate the pros. Respect
well, shut the
pros.
Fuck up
hashtag,
and I will try.
Hashtag
read it like Timmy wrote it.
The pros.
Hashtag.
Hashtag
shut the fuck
respect
up.
The pros. Yes.
All right. So in the early 1970s, Christopher Wilder spent his time prowling South Florida beaches in search of women to solicit. In 1971,
prowling, Timmy, you just
I could feel it.
Yes.
In 1971, he was arrested on Pompano Beach for demanding that two young women pose nude for him.
Is that wrong?
I don't know how you demand that, but okay.
Is that wrong, Carter?
Women were attracted to Christopher's boyish looks.
I mean, if he
charm,
wasn't putting a
money,
gun to their head, he was just, you know, demanding it.
Demanding.
He was just kind of rude.
They were attracted to his boyish looks, charm, money, and Australian accent.
Well,
so
it sounds like the accent. Sounds like Stephen Potts to me, Colonel.
It's the accent.
Boyish looks, charm. Oh,
the accent, Stephen Potts, boyish charm. Yeah.
In 1974, Christopher convinced a girl to come back to his house under the promise of a modeling contract.
Oh, yeah. We've all used that line, Colonel.
Yeah. Instead, he drugged and raped her. But Christopher Wilder never served any prison time for either of these crimes. Without consequences.
So the little missus got away just in time.
Well, he keeps getting away with it. So without consequences, Wilder's actions only become more sordid. In 1982, while visiting his parents in Sydney, Wilder abducted two 15-year-old girls, forced them to get naked, and took pornographic photos of them. Christopher was arrested and charged with kidnapping and sexual assault.
Was he going to go to prison this time, Brandy?
They got him that time.
Do what?
Is he going to go to prison this time?
Due to constant legal delays, the case was never heard.
How do you...
The following year...
Wait a minute. How's a case he abducts two 15-year-olds, forces it? Yeah, sexually assaults them.
You know what? This happened 6 months ago. Let's just never mind.
I don't know how that case gets dropped.
Well,
yeah, it's not like breaking a glass in the house and somebody coming down and saying, you know, a year ago Taylor did. Oh, that was a year.
Well,
yeah,
this continues
to turn the page on sexual assault.
No, and this continues for him because the following year, he abducted two girls, aged 10 and 12, at gunpoint in Florida, and he forced them to perform fellatio on him in a nearby wood. On February 26, 1984, Christopher Wilder embarked on a 7-week-long cross-country trip, during which he murdered at least 8 women, all aspiring models. And this earned him the ominous moniker of the Beauty Queen Killer. So this guy is a A1
freak,
nasty. Little girls.
Yeah, little girls.
So Wilder's first victim was 20-year-old Rosario Gonzalez, who was working at the Miami Grand Prix, in which Wilder was a contestant.
Oh,
Gonzalez was last seen leaving the racetrack with him. So she leaves the racetrack with him, and she's never seen again. On March 5th, 23-year-old Miss Florida and high school teacher Elizabeth Kenyon disappeared. Wilder and Kenyon had dated previously. He'd even asked her to marry him, but she declined. Smart.
Yeah, that was probably a good choice
look like
on
it
her
mattered.
Part. Yeah.
Kenyon was last seen by a gas station attendant filling her car. The attendant gave a description to authorities which sounded exactly like Wilder. The attendant also explained that Kenyon and the man were planning a photo shoot in which Kenyon would model. Why is she knows better. Why is she falling for his shit? Dissatisfied with the progress of the investigation, Kenyon's parents hired a private investigator. When the PI appeared on Wilder's door questioning him, the murderer spooked.
The PI, Timmy. The PI.
We've
Me
done
and you
a
should
little
be
private
PIs,
investigation.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
We've done a little bit of private investigating.
So the murderer spooked.
I think that's what we really need. I mean, we basically, Timmy, me and you are the
we
magnums.
We are. And you know, Brandy makes fun of our two bill caps, our big magnifying glass.
She does.
We always get our man. Randy, or woman in the case, maybe.
Or woman in the case, yes.
Or woman,
so
whoever might be.
Wilder takes off and fled to Merritt Island, 2 hours north of Boynton Beach. On March 19th, 1984, Teresa Ferguson disappeared from a Merritt Island mall where witnesses recalled seeing Christopher Wilder. Her body was found 4 days later in a Polk County canal. She'd been strangled and beaten so badly, she had to be identified by her dental records.
So, in addition to being an asshole sex abuser, he's also very violent.
Yeah.
It would appear.
Yes.
Well, yeah. he was a sadistic sexual abuser.
I mean,
those are actually the most dangerous ones.
And a pedophile.
Ones.
I mean, this guy's a... He's a dick.
Yeah, no, he's disgusting. So Wilder,
I think that statistically, I think the sadistic killers are the ones more prone
to
be caught.
Yeah, they make.
Yeah, because they're not as careful.
Well, they hang out longer.
Don't.
Wilder's next attack occurred the following day when he lured 19-year-old Florida State University student Linda Grover into his car, again under the premise of modeling work. He knocked her unconscious and drove to Bainbridge, Georgia. When she became conscious in the back seat of his car, he choked her unconscious, wrapped her in a blanket, and put binding on her hands. He then stuffed her in the trunk of his car. He took her to a motel where he raped and tortured her. Wilder shaved her genitals and held a knife to them, super glued her eyes shut, and electrocuted her for 2 hours.
This guy's just escalating with crazy
But
torture.
Against all odds, Linda Grover managed to lock herself in a bathroom while Wilder slept, and she screamed so loudly that Christopher fled. She was rescued.
I think that's when they started looking for
This is a script that I wrote some time ago, so it's more graphic than normal. You know, the one.
Well,
I remember this. I remember because this is the point that he became public and they started looking for him. I mean, he was on like the 6 o'clock Walter Cronkite.
She identified her attacker.
That they were looking for.
She identified her attacker in photographs shown to her by the police. And he, of course, fled the state. The Charlie Project, which advocates for missing or exploited children, connects Wilder to the disappearance of 15-year-old Colleen Osborne from Daytona Beach on March 19th, 1984. The teenager was never found, has never been found. On March 21st, 1984, 2 days after Colleen Osborne, Christopher Wilder arrived in Beaumont, Texas, where he tried convincing a 24-year-old mother and nursing student, Terry Walden, to do a photo shoot for him, but she said, nah.
Wisely declined.
She declined. She said, nah. Terry Walden mentioned to her husband that a bearded Australian had been asking to take her picture. Her husband was not pleased and went out looking for Christopher with a crowbar.
Good for him.
Yes, well, he never was able to find him. On March 23rd, 1984, Walden ran into Wilder again. She declined his offer again, and Christopher followed her to her car where he clubbed her and shoved her into the trunk of his car.
She still ended up dead.
Yes, her body was found 3 days later in a nearby canal. She'd been stabbed 43 times in the breast.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, Chuck, it's sadistic. I mean...
Hold on, 43 times
in the breasts.
It seems like the... I mean, it just seemed like at some point it would just become...
Yeah, what I mean. It's
you know...
It's, like you said...
he's escalating hard. He's escalating very, very quickly. Christopher Wilder then fled in Terry's rust-covered Mercury Cougar, and authorities in Texas found Wilder's abandoned car during the search for Terry Walden, and they discovered hair samples belonging to Teresa Ferguson, confirming that Wilder was responsible for her death.
So they know they know who he is now. It's just tracking him down.
So next, Christopher abducted 21-year-old Suzanne Logan from a shopping mall in Reno and drove 180 miles north to Newton, Kansas. There, he checked into a motel room where he raped her and tortured her all night. He shaved her head and pubic hair and bit her breasts.
Nice.
He then...
What the hell's with the shaving?
Kids.
I mean, just
I guess, obviously, you're not going to get any sense.
Well, no, but
that,
it sounds to me like he's got a thing for little girls.
Logical.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I mean shaving the hair, shaving the heads. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like.
Well, then
what?
He takes off with her and drives 90 miles northeast to Junction City, Kansas, where he stabbed Suzanne to death and dumped her body in the nearby Milford Reservoir. She was discovered the same day as Terry Walden on March 26, 1984.
Yeah, like, he doesn't seem like try to hide the bodies or anything, right? Just throws.
No, he's just chucking them, which is good lord.
And he just seems to whatever's available to kill him.
On March 29th. Yeah.
He doesn't have an M.O.
On March 29th, 1984, Christopher Wilder abducted 18-year-old Cheryl Bonaventura from a shopping mall in Grand Junction, Colorado. They were seen together several times, once at the Four Corners Monument, then checking into a motel in Page, Arizona, where Christopher Wilder claimed they were married. Cheryl was not seen again until her body was found on May 3rd, 1984, in Utah. She'd been stabbed multiple times and shot. On April 1st, Wilder attended a fashion show in Las Vegas for aspiring models, competing to appear on the cover of 17 magazine. The mother of one of the girls was taking pictures, and by chance, Christopher Wilder appeared in the background, leering at the girls in miniskirts. At the end of the show, Christopher approached 17-year-old Michelle Korfman, and the two left together. This was the last time Michelle was seen alive, and her body was found, or her body was not found until May 11th, 1984, dumped on a roadside in Southern California.
Yeah.
Well, now, this goes on until April 4th, 1984, and he abducted a 16-year-old, Tina Rosico, from California, Torrance, California. And he began to drive back east. He raped her throughout the journey. Now, in a very strange twist of events, however, he did not kill her. He kept this one alive and demanded he help him lure more victims. Now, of course, she was terrified, she agreed to help. Now, he had been on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list for quite a while now and was pretty close to Mexico. And for some reason, which has never been explained, he and Rosico now went to Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
So instead of headed for the border, he turned around and headed to Gary, Indiana.
At least he would have had some distance between him had he went to Mexico. Make it more difficult.
Look. Who doesn't want to go to Gary, Indiana?
I mean, it's just all I'm saying. Toss up Mexico, Gary, Indiana. I can see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you and Gary, she helped him abduct Donette Wolt, and he drugged her and raped and tortured her for 2 days, then stabbed her and dumped her in a wooded area in upstate New York. So he's gone from Gary, Indiana. Now to upstate
Colonel,
New York. This guy's all over the place.
Colonel,
how's he getting
thing,
well, you have money.
You on your reading of my
work. No, for fuck's sake.
Hashtag respect the pros. So I'm saying, Brandy.
Hashtag
yes.
Fuck yourselves.
I try to respect the script. I mean, that's why I read it. I study it. I look for nuance. Well,
yeah,
tone.
You bring it to life, Colonel. You really
just so
bring
I can
my
do this properly.
To life.
I like
you
to
really
think
do.
I make it jump off
really
the page
does,
just a bit. I mean, but you know, it's about
you're
going to
make me jump off the roof
too.
If
it's
you don't
investment.
Come on.
Really,
no.
The devil has
it's
emotional investment in this show.
See,
and
you know why?
We
because she does not respect.
It's basically
our
just going through
Colonel.
The motion.
You and I, we have a great deal of respect for the people. We get up, we work hard every week to produce this podcast, and we do it because we love our listeners. Respect the pros. Hashtag respect
the
pros.
We love our listeners.
But, Brandy?
Yes.
She doesn't look at the script all week. She doesn't rehearse. I really think most of the time
and
she just
remember
rolls
when
out
we
of
was
bed
talking about
and the
listeners,
picks up the phone and does this. Has
just,
no
turns on
respect
her mic.
At all for our listening audience.
No. you know, Noah's shaking her. Mommy, you got to record. You got to record. You got to record.
No, because he knows you're not going to show up.
Mommy, please quit drinking.
He knows you're not
going to
show up till later.
You know, Colonel.
Remember we was talking about.
It hurts me to see her disrespect our listeners. I want to pull off my headphones, slam them down, and never pick up a microphone again because you and I, Colonel, we love our listeners. We love them.
Right. And that's why we stay. That's why we tolerate her.
You and I,
her,
we talk
Jimmy.
To our listeners on the inner Facebook her. Group. We interact with them. Now, we of course, we would never allow them to touch us, Colonel. That's crazy. But,
we like social distancing
before the corona with our listeners. But,
And we're going to insist on it afterwards.
Brandy doesn't respect our listeners like you and I do, Colonel. And it shows. It shows, Colonel.
Well, we was having a conversation about him, and we said something about the listeners. And
it's open hostility, really, toward our listening on contempt.
Yeah.
No, it's contempt. It's really towards the contempt. Two of you.
Hashtag contempt for listeners.
Respect the pros. Hashtag respect
all right.
the pros.
So what did Miss Wilt do? He dumped her in a wooded area.
Well, she survived. Her. And she dragged herself out of it. He threw her in a dumpster. Now, she survived, dragged herself out of the dumpster and towards the highway. She was picked up and taken to a hospital. Now, she identified Wilder from a selection of mugshots.
Well,
now
unless,
they
let
knew
me say
what
this,
area
and I don't want to make too,
his final
too light
victim,
of it, but Colonel, if someone's been in a dumpster, do you really want them in your car?
Oh, my God.
Nope. Nope. Jog alongside. All jog right. alongside.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'll guide
well,
you
I mean,
there,
you
but
know,
jog
they
alongside.
Got the, they got all, you know, all the, but, yeah, lettuce.
There's potatoes and, in their hair.
Jesus.
Yeah,
all right.
Underwear.
So, his
that.
Final victim.
No. His final victim was Beth Dodge, 33. He abducted her in New York, where he fatally shot her and dumped her body in a gravel pit and then stole her car, drove to Boston Logan Airport, and he bought himself and Tina, his now companion, a flight to Los Angeles.
Why is he all over Tina?
No, he didn't buy. Didn't he stay?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
No.
Oh,
he
yeah. He sent her.
He
her a flight.
Her.
Yeah.
Read the pros. Respect the pros.
No. He. I said he.
No.
Bought
you said he
Tina
bought himself and Tina
Los
a
Angeles.
Thing to Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Well,
he bought
Colonel,
himself,
it's easy when you get distracted because she.
Her flight
she's trying
to Los
to distract
Angeles.
You because she has no respect for our listening.
I wouldn't fucking say anything.
Right.
All right. So he spares Tina Marie's life, and it's a mystery.
Yeah, I was getting to this. Why he decided to spare her life is a mystery to us. Now, as soon as Wilder was out of sight, Tina.
I see. Bitches be testifying, Brandy.
She.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And he went and spent all that money on her.
Bitches be testifying.
So she told investigators.
Good for her.
I know.
We need t-shirts, Timmy. Bitches be testifying. So, she told investigators that he was in upstate New York driving a Trans Am, looked like Smokey and a Bandit,
probably
and possibly
was like
headed for Canada.
Bandit. You think he had his ears on, Colonel?
Mm-hmm. break
oh, you could
night.
Get some tail back in the
so
day
on
if you had
April
a CB 13th, radio. You could get some tail.
Oh, yeah.
You had to have a cool handle, though, you know.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. yeah, rubber duck. That was a big
you know,
one.
I
remember
was in,
combo? We got a big old combo.
I was in, when
the
I was in law school, like the very first week of law school, you know, they're going, the professor's going around and he's getting email addresses for everyone. And this one woman was like, tie me up at hotmail.com.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's who had that. Because when I tried to get it, it said it was already taken.
I love that while you're telling that story.
Me up, 972.
While you're telling that story, Chuck's back there hitting his bong.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to make the make
what happened?
Hashtag
what happened on April 13th? Now, right.
Well, on April 13th, he attempted to abduct another young woman after offering her a ride to a gas station, but she escaped. Shortly afterwards, he arrived at a gas station in Colebrook, New Hampshire, where he was noticed by state troopers. Now, there's some debate as to why Wilder drew their attention at this point, but it's likely that the police would have been aware of him driving a Trans Am. Anyway, because...
They were out looking for the bandit.
Miss Wilt had told them he had been heading for Canada. Yeah. Now, as they approached him, he reached into the car for a .357 Magnum. Trooper Leo Jellison jumped onto his back, and during the scuffle, the gun went off twice. The first shot hit the killer and also went into Officer Jellison's liver. The second blew out Wilder's heart, killing him instantly. Yeah. His death was officially listed as a suicide, and Officer Jellison made a
suicide
full recovery
by cop,
from his injury.
But
so
it was too quick, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Now he obviously never went to trial.
Well, if he did, it would have been
They're pretty sure he's responsible for a few other murders because Australia's 1965, you go all the way back, this is a horrific one.
Oh, yeah.
The Wanda Beach murders. See, that's what I was wondering because, you know, he had some... The way he just constantly and compulsively really acted when he got over here, you had to think he did more than just...
Yeah,
the
I wonder what the...
when he was younger.
The Adelaide children murders? When was that? When look at that, Bernie. Yeah. Write that down.
Write that down.
I wonder. I mean, I don't know if that was in the same time frame or not, but it sounds like he would, he would abduct. And he was a he
this
would
guy
had
been killing
girls,
for 20 years.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it matches up the time frame.
The
is anyone searching it?
Don't want to go to.
Yeah, I'm working
on
it.
Continue, Colonel.
Well, he was cremated in Florida, leaving a personal estate worth $2 million, Timmy. Now, along with the 8 known victims he killed in February, he's been linked to the murders and disappearance of many other women, including some whose remains were found in and around Florida in areas he was known to frequent. So that is the story, the horrific tale of
What are your final thoughts
nobody
on
liked you.
Christopher Wilder there, Colonel?
I think he went out too easy to me. I think they should have given
I wonder
Australia.
What he...
So the Adelaide, the family, they call them the family murders. And that was between 79 and 83.
Okay, so this was, is that in the time frame?
And they found... And
that
I think they found the guy.
Oh, did they?
Wait a minute. No. I'm lying. Nope. Not them.
I don't think the Beaumont children were ever found. And it was a little, I think there was one of them was a little boy, but that would be in the time frame, I guess.
Young men and boys.
Yeah. I'm guessing it.
This has all young men and boys.
Are the kids, you mean?
And it's one of their.
It was three kids vanished. It was two girls and one boy, I believe.
Oh, yeah, no, then we're not.
No, I'm talking about
the
Beaumont children
is
who I'm talking about.
That
was earlier. I'm sorry. Let me see when they went.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, I'm trying to, the 1966 is when they went missing. So when was this creep born? He was born in 45, so he would have been 21 when they went missing.
Yeah.
But I think he was in the United States by that point. Yeah, he was in the United States by that point, so it probably wasn't him, but it kind of fits his MO, doesn't it? I mean, abducting.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the little
boy.
But
No, I don't think they've ever found the Beaumont kids or whatever happened. Okay, Colonel, your final thoughts on Christopher Wilder, the beauty queen killer.
I just think he was a horrible man.
Brandy,
to
your
me.
Final thoughts.
I think this is what happens when we don't, when we let people off lax for, you know, small, well, not smaller, but, you know, the guy raped, was part of a gang rape and got probation.
Yeah, that was a.
So that kind of gives him carte blanche to just be like, oh, I could do whatever I want.
If you're part of a gang rape, you know, that's an indicator that maybe you need to speak.
Well, and then he had that other assault. Anyway. That other assault where they just dropped the case because, I don't know, I don't know why. Just, but anyway.
Gross.
Well, apparently the statute of limitation of 3 weeks had expired.
I guess.
Good thing his wife got out of that marriage, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't
seem like it was worth the time it took to marry. She probably spent more time, you know, planning that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Than actually being married.
Did you return all the gifts?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you handle that, Brandy?
After a week? Yeah. I mean, if she'd stayed in it a month, I would say no. But a week? Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to return that shit.
That's a shame. We would like to thank all the wonderful people who support us on Patreon. We know that everyone is going through a difficult time these days with the coronavirus. And so we want you to know that we truly, truly appreciate all the support that you give us. Special shout out to Kelly, Jarrett. Thank you, Kelly. And Alan Gross. Thank you, Alan. And for the other shout outs, I'm going to turn it over to Emperor Brandy, the Emperor. Well, please bow to the Emperor Charles Walter.
Right. And I love how he
Emperor Charles
and I love how he does all that.
First.
Exactly. And I love that he's doing all that, but I have to hop off here. So I'm just going to say you guys do that
thank
and
you.
Everybody have a great
apparently
week.
You don't want to show your appreciation to the Patreon supporters, but that's
she's
okay,
hit
Brandy.
It and get it,
okay.
Girl, Timmy. She's just hit it and get
Chuck,
it, girl.
You showed up a half hour late, so let's settle the fuck down.
Well,
had you been on time, I wouldn't be
if
having this issue.
You don't
want
to stay while
go.
We pay and say thank you to the people who support us. You go right ahead, Brandy. If you have more important things to do.
Yes.
Than to thank our listeners for their undying support. You go right ahead, Brandy.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, everyone, for your undying
support
and love.
Oh, don't try to kiss up now.
I will see you next week.
Don't try to.
I will see you next week.
It's all fake. It's lies.
Whatever. I love you all. I will see you later.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah,
blah,
blah.
Hashtag. Respect.
Bye.
Have a lovely day. W.
Bye.
All right, Colonel. Hit me with all the wonderful people who support this podcast.
Well, Timmy, I got to give a double shout out to a lovely lady that we skipped last week.
Who did we skip?
So I got to give a two this week. Emily Woody Tokovikov.
Well, Emily, thank you for your support. Emily Woody Tokovikov. I'm sorry we missed you last week. We missed Alan a couple weeks ago. So that's why I wanted to give him a special shout out. And Kelly,
Charette, did we?
She increased her her support. So I wanted to thank her for that. But go ahead, Colonel.
Well, that's pretty wonderful. All right. Well, let me get back to my list here, Timmy. Andrea Louise Siddons, Tessie Poor, Kate Byard, Danielle Townsend, Marianne Knight, Adam McWaters, Elaine Baker, Alexandra, Alan Cox, of course, Allie, Alicia Mincy, the already
our good
gone
Nina,
podcast.
Who is also
Timmy.
Co-host or
with
also
our
hosting
good friend Nita.
Deadball now?
Yes.
She is a lady in demand in the podcasting world.
She's
you know
very
what's the
much
difference
wanted
between her
throughout the land,
and Brandy is that she cares about her listeners. Yeah.
Nina cares about her listeners and she
hashtag
respects the pros.
Respect
Timmy.
The pros.
She respects the pros. Amber Anderson. Amber Scoville, Anna Gerline, Andrea O'Dell, Andrew Frazier, Angelo Santos, Angelo Villafane, Annie Garrett, Annette Petre, Anon, Becky Trainer, Ben Dobrovich, Brandy McBride. Let's see, where am I? Bridget Bernhardt, Brittany Martin, the Bloody Murder Podcast. Barney and Tara.
And also, happy birthday to Sarah Somoza. It's her birthday today.
Yeah, Sarah Spaghetti is her birthday. Christy Lee at the Canadian True Crime Podcast. Carl Asplin, Carol Elise. Of course, we got Charlie from Crime Lines. Cheryl LeBlanc. Chris Lane, Christine Howell, Cindy Clark, and Diane Trowbridge. Congratulations
yes,
go out to you.
Yes,
they added a new family member last weekend. And Timmy, I don't want to start no rumors here. Timmy, I heard two times in the ceremony.
Clark cried. He was probably very emotional at his daughter's wedding.
He's a big old emotional bad, Timmy. The Comeback Podcast, Danielle Bissett, Diane Student, Erica Kinney, Aaron Turner, Fiona Crisp, Gina Green, John Payne, Jahara Lopez, Jamie Dent, Hiro, Jason Dykes, Jeff, and Don Chestnut.
Dr. Jeff, keeping us safe throughout this pandemic.
Keeping us safe and raising the bees. To me, he's got a whole beehive there. Jennifer Orcutt, Jennifer Svoda, Jess Watford, Jessica Greeno, Julia Rodriguez, Karen Bonds, Kelly Charette.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Did you mention her earlier? Kim Stroop, Kimberly Smith, the beautiful
Cincinnati.
Young West Side girl here. From Cincinnati, Christine Malachinsky, Laura O'Reilly, Lydia Wassum Fisher, Maja Marsha Boris, Marie Marquia Smith, Timmy, Mary Courtney Sheldon, Melissa Montoya, Michelle Johns, the next Mrs. Walters, Paula Kimes, we've got a couple, the Pleasing Tears Podcast, Timmy, Robin Sherrard, Ron Montesario, Ruth Whitfield, Sarah Bloom, Charlene, Shannon Arnold, Shirley Strap.
Well, I'm worried because there's some, you know, the squirrels, some squirrels in Colorado that's got to play.
Are getting bubonic plague.
Shirley, I hope that you're doing okay.
Yeah. Stacy Alsop, and when we were talking about boyish charm, handsome.
Stephen Potts. Down Under. I hear he's big down under.
Terry. He is big down under, Timmy. Terry Stratford, we got a couple podcasts.
Yes,
Timmy, the Vanish podcast. Good friends.
Yes, they
Ben
got
and
some
Roseanne.
New episodes
they
out.
Walk Among Us. Tyrone, Todd Long.
Aloha,
Tommy
Lane.
British. Yeah, she's a lovely Hawaiian friend. And our British ambassador, goodwill ambassador to Europe, to me, the lovely fake Irishman,
she
Leanne
is back
Flanagan.
To work now because, you know, she lives in a country where, you know, they actually had a plan. Yeah. They have safety nets, Timmy. Policy against the
they had a plan,
coronavirus.
Actual plan.
Yes, it seems to have worked everywhere but the United States, where we are still struggling with it. Yeah,
that
we
is
are
American
an exception.
Exceptionalism,
yes.
Timmy.
We are an exception when it comes to the
we
coronavirus.
We are the exception,
yes.
Timmy. Yes, yes, it's well, you know, in fairness to all of our political leaders, Timmy. We only found out about this virus 6 months ago.
Right, right, you know, right.
It kind of snuck up on us. It's been 6 months. You know, the other countries.
Yeah, even Italy,
Italy's
man.
Back
people are,
to,
yeah,
you know,
it's
doing
like,
whatever they do.
You know, it was beyond Thunderdome, you know, 4 months ago. Now, Italy's fine.
Yeah.
Not us, though. We're still in
we're,
lockdown.
Not us. We're wondering what the hell's going on. Alan Cox, Whitney James,
the lovely
Lady Beverly Timmy.
The
lovely.
She really,
you know, really classes up on page. And I'm trying to think, if it weren't for her, Nina, and a
Erica
couple of
Kelly.
The other ladies, who else? Let's see who think about that. Erica, Erica, she doesn't class up the page to me. She's liable to turn it ugly at any given minute. She's a little bit more like the devil.
Charlie.
Thinking of some.
Our good friend.
Charlie,
good
friend. Sarah Bloom, of course.
Our good friend,
she classes
Karen
up
Michelle.
The page.
Shelly,
Karen Michelle, Shelly. Thank you for all you.
Well,
the other ones, they're scary.
Well, we do have some. Scary. We do have some. Well, let's put it this way. I really don't want to see their photos on their phone. You know what I mean, Colonel? I mean. Yeah.
I don't, Timmy.
But,
I don't.
Well, thank
you. I don't.
Oh, we have more? Rudy? How is Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy, the wonder dog, Timmy, who is recovering from. Rudy is recovering. You know what Rudy had for 5 days?
Did he really?
A fentanyl patch. Yeah, they shaved the skin on his, where his ACL.
He had an ACL injury.
Put a fentanyl patch on there.
He may not be pitching this year, Colonel.
We go tomorrow. We go to the surgeon tomorrow to see if the ACL
have Tommy John
is torn
surgery.
or just. He is. But
he will come back stronger. Yeah, he will come back stronger.
So
how is Bo?
He'll come
Bo
back.
Doing?
I mean, he might not be able to cut. Bo is a complete. Bo's learned a new trick that Renee is working from home, and Bo, she has a desk, and Renee's one of those people that has a thousand little knickknacks on the desk.
Right.
You know, those desk decorators. And Bo has learned to jump onto her chair, onto the desk, and grab just anything that Renee might want and and then take off with it. And also, you know, Renee does accounting for CryHealth, and she's often working on spreadsheets. And Renee will get up and walk away, and as Bo's going for this thing, he steps on the keyboard. So there's some poor place here in Cincinnati that is paying an additional $3,000 rent every month on their lease because Bo stepped on the keyboard.
That's hilarious.
So,
all right, Colonel.
And last but not least, Timmy.
Oh,
we
have my mom.
The lovely Dottie
she did.
Scott.
She had a birthday,
on
July the 8th. So happy birthday, Mom. Sorry we didn't get to give you a shout out before your birthday, but, you know, better late than never. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Good day.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.